Hi, everybody. I would just like to take this opportunity to publicly declare this is my inner commitment to my God. I am so lucky.
So, hi, my name is Jonathan. This verse speaks to me, Psalm 130. I've read it a lot throughout my life, and it really comes back to me right now. Out of the depths, I have cried to you, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to the voice of my supplications. If you, Lord, should mark iniquities, O Lord, who could stand? But there is forgiveness with you, that you may be feared. I wait for the Lord. My soul does wait, and in his word I do hope. My soul waits for the Lord more than the watchman in the morning, indeed more than the watchman in the morning. O Israel, hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is loving kindness, and with him is abundant redemption. And I've decided to get baptized today. I've been a non-believer. I've been an atheist for many years. And I didn't reason my way into this. I'm telling you, it's like grace just comes into my heart. This concept of, in here, there's something, O Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive. And then in the different translation, talks about the word. It's kind of a different way of translating. I wish I had an NIV, actually. But the concept of the word, that comes up again and again. Jesus is the word. But his word is also in me. It's in my heart. And it's in your heart, too, I'm assuming. And another thing that I've been thinking of, and I'll sit down before I steal the whole stage. Last week, I repented of my sins. And I repent again today. There's a lot of things that I've done wrong. That's not held against me. That's amazing. And I prayed that Jesus would walk with me and that I would walk with him every day. And I lose sight. I'm walking, and then I lose sight. But he's still there. And then I become aware, and there he is again. And throughout the whole Bible, that theme comes up again and again, walking with God, walking with Jesus. If you're not walking with him, then that's when things start to go wrong. And so my plans added up to nothing. But his plans, I don't even know what those are. But that's what's going to build my life from here on in. So thank you very much. Thanks, Stan.
Laying in bed just before we'd go to sleep, and we always have a prayer together. And Crystal would pray for you. I'm talking about hundreds of times. So thank you, God, that you answer prayer. Who else? Who's next? Come on up.
Good morning. I'm Carmel. I'm very, very happy and excited, but nervous. I'm hoping to wash away my let go and let God. And I had a lot of, in the last couple of months, I've had a lot of hate and resentment in my heart. And so I'm more than ready to have that washed away and feel a peace inside of me for a change. Thank you. I love Jesus.
I love Jesus. Amen. 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 And that's good. And you know what? It's not just a, you don't just cross your fingers and go, well, I hope he's going to accept me. I hope I'm going to be washed. Like, we know this for sure. This is a solid hope that when we come to him, he washes us because of his blood. Amen. Who else? Come on up here. I'm so excited. I'm so proud of you.
I'm so proud of you.
Hello, my name is Alana.
This is Alana.
I don't know, for the past few years, I kind of disconnected with God, and I kind of want a new beginning. I don't know, I feel happy when I come to church, and a few years ago, I went to church every day, and I kind of just stopped doing that, and I don't know, today I'm looking forward to getting baptized with my baby. Yeah, it's a new beginning for me, so, and I'm happy for it.
Hi, everybody. I'm Stephen. Nice to meet everybody. I'm here to be baptized. I've been baptized once before, but since then I feel my life has gone off course with God. It's entirely gone off track. I'm under false accusation with the courts of Red Deer for something I've never done, as in not deliberately my fault, but I've got to talk my way through this one, I guess, somehow. And I have to go up in defense for myself and stand up for myself against somebody who's bearing a lot of evil negativity into my life, and he's weighing it down on me as much as he can. And I'm telling the truth. I've been telling the truth since the start. I'm scared. I'm facing some possible jail time. False accusations went flying around. It was a past living situation that spoiled and went bad. And when I found the Lazarus, it opened up my eyes. It made me feel like I had a place in Red Deer. It made me feel like I had a home. It made me feel like a lot of people are there still, and they still believe in a God. And in some way, I don't know how it's happened, but it's brought my path back to that. And I didn't know what to say. I just said I was going to get up here and wing it in my mind. And I decided that I'm going to go ahead and be baptized and stuff because I couldn't feel the elements, couldn't be more precise. And probably a bit cold too, but it'll be okay. God's there to keep you warm. And he's there to watch over you all, and he loves each and every one of you individually. And as long as I keep my faith and my prayers alive, I believe I'll get through this next few months and hopefully be able to break free to freedom. And I value my freedom, and I appreciate it very much. In God's name, amen. Thank you.
Sit. I don't like standing up in front of everybody. I don't usually like to talk, but last night I told my best friend that we heard about the baptism, and I kind of got a stirring in my soul, and I questioned it, and I asked him about it, and I said I was going to pray about it, and so I wasn't sure, and then this morning I've gotten 4 confirmations that I should be up here. And I was still sitting in the chair going, Father, is this you? And then I was like, okay, yeah, okay, it's you. So I'm standing up here, just standing on a decision that I've made a few days ago. And I'm holding myself responsible. I'm standing before my Father. I'm making commitment. And that's all I can say. I love them. Thanks.
There we go. Hello, my name's Randy. I've always been a firm believer of God, Jesus. I walked many paths in my life. Some good, some not so good. I've always wanted to be baptized. It's the first time I came this close to it. I kind of hunted harder this time. I'm running out of time. So I thought this would be a good way to give my life to Jesus. Amen.
I know I shouldn't be doing this, but I'm going to sing this for you, Judy, okay? Judy's too shy to come up here. She's going to be baptized. And Judy, I just want to bless you. You're a beautiful lady, and I've just seen you grow and grow and grow in the last few months, and God is in you. I am just personally really excited that you're going to be doing this and taking this stand, and so bless you.
Amen. Judy, is it too hard for you just to sit in the chair? Can you come up and sit in the chair? Are you okay there? That's okay with me then. I asked Pauline to come and just say a word of encouragement. So just before we go to the river, he's going to speak to you guys directly and tell you a little bit about the promise that God makes.
It's a wonderful, wonderful morning that we have now because we believe the presence of the Holy Spirit is right here among us. I'm so much impressed by the testimonies that all of you will be baptized. You have given a wonderful testimony. This is the evidence of the fact that God has been working in your life, each and individually. Let's not lose sight of this one thing. God has a plan for you. And that plan is a wonderful one. And today is the day that you are going to realize even more the wonder and the beauty of God's plan in your life. All of you has a past. I had a past, but when I came to Jesus, that ugly past, he changed it into a new one. And he'll do the same thing in your life. The past is past. Look, new beginning today is coming and is dawning on your life. You might have said, well, I have broken God's heart so many times in the past. It is true. All of us has done that. But again, remember today, even though you have broken God's heart many times in the past, but today is the day that he is saying to you, I'm welcoming you, my sons and my daughters, as my true sons and my true daughters, in my son Jesus Christ, all because of Jesus. Because he has died for you, he has shed his blood on the cross for each and every one of you. Maybe in the past you have gone through some troubled waters. You had difficulties, you had hardships. But today, even though you have gone through some troubled waters, realize this, those things are used by God not to draw you, but to teach you something, that he is there, especially as the analogy that Pastor Sam has said so many times, all your sins, all your hardships, all your difficulties, just as the river flows, all of those will be drawn. It's not you who will be drawn, remember that, but all of your sins will be drawn. Because the blood of Jesus is flowing over your life. You know very well that baptism is just the beginning. Let me quote again, as Pastor Stan said, it is not a graduation, but this is the beginning of a new life with the Lord Jesus Christ. And baptism is the outward testimony of an inward transformation, because God has been working inwardly in your life, in your spirit. So please take this step of faith, and this is the first step of obedience. Obedience to be a disciple of Jesus Christ. You will learn many things in life. As the days go by, you will learn many wonderful things. You will learn from the scripture. You will learn as you attend the services here. But also, get this, you will learn many wonderful things experientially by the power of the Holy Spirit. So it is not just here as the head knowledge, but you will experience the power and the goodness and the wonder and the victory, all because of Jesus is working in your life. The fact that we'll be going to the river in a few minutes, and you submit yourself to the water baptism, that will be the sign that publicly you want your commitment to the Lord Jesus Christ to be sealed by this act of baptism. You know about the seal? It is stamped, it is sealed, it is done. My past is past. I have a new beginning. That's what you are testifying today. And you belong to Christ forever. Let me quote from the book of Romans, chapter 6, and verse 4. This is a wonderful analogy. Therefore, we are buried. All of us will be witnessing burial of our brothers and sisters here. Not physical burial. I'm talking in the spiritual sense. Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism unto death. You are saying today, Jesus, as you are buried, me too, I identify with that act, that I'm buried with you unto death. Your ugly past was buried. Your sin was buried. That like Christ was raised, this is the second one, you're not just buried forever there, just like Christ was raised up from the dead. Amen. This baptism symbolizes that you will rise up with a new life because Christ is working in your life. And this is all done to the glory of the Father. Even so, we should also walk in newness of life. Many times, this word comes over and over again. New life, new life, new life. Jeremiah 29, verse 11 says, "For I know," this is God speaking, "for I know the plans I have for you." It's not Pastor Stan speaking, it's not me speaking, it's not an organization speaking, it's not the church speaking. But the maker of your life, the creator of heaven and earth is saying to you, "I know the plans that I have for you." And it's a wonderful plan. "I know the plans that I have for you," declares the Lord. What is that plan? Get this, please. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. On the authority of this word that I'm quoting to you today, all of you will be baptized. I can say definitely you have a hope in Christ and you have a wonderful future, all because of Christ has done it for you. And in closing, now after, in a few minutes, after you are done with baptism, what's next? Well, as I said, it's a new beginning, but remember also, You have been recreated in Christ Jesus. The first creation was marred by sin. It was broken. But now God is working again in you. He has made you a new creation. You are given with the power of God. You are given the authority as the son, as a daughter of the living God. John 1:12 says that whoever has received Christ, they are given the power to be exousia. Yes, they are given the power to act as the son and as the daughter of the living God. You have that power. You have that power. Use that power, please. You have that power. The living God is working in you. For you are God's masterpiece. Not the second or the third or the fourth work, but you are God's masterpiece created in Christ to do what? To do good works, which God prepares in evidence for you to do. It is done in advance for you to do. So let me close by saying, and let me congratulate you. You have done a wonderful decision. I congratulate you in the name of Jesus. May the goodness and the blessing and the power of the living God continue to be with you all the days of your life. God bless you all.
Thank you. Want to come up with Cree? Are you going to give out your Bibles now? We just go ahead and do that. Why don't you bring Cree? We want to, rather than stand at the river with Cree, we're going to just present her to God right now as a little baby, and as we dedicate her and her mom, and we envelop her as a church family. Krista, would you just help me with this? You get to hold her. Let's bow our heads in prayer. I'm going to pray for Alana, and you pray for Cree, okay? So God, thank you for this day. Thank you that this is a day when we're reminded that your arms are wide open and that you bring us into your kingdom. I thank you for Alana. What a great mom that she is. And I pray that today that as much as she loves her daughter, that you realize that that's as much, if not more, that you love her. So I just pray for Alana that you will help her to continue to grow in you, that she'll be strong in her faith, that she'll continue to love and have the patience that she needs to be a mother. Thank you, God, that you've blessed her with little Cree. And we are so grateful that she's part of our family. Help her to know that she's not doing this all on her own, that we stand with her, that we are family, that we love her, and that we promise together today that we're going to be a good model and a good influence on Cree. We want to see her grow up to know you and to love you and to belong to Jesus. Amen.
And Father, we just thank you for Cree, who is a miracle from you. She is a miracle, God. And we just thank you that you have given her to Alana. And we just pray, God, that you will guide her in her life, that she will become a strong warrior of you. God, that she will go forth and she will not be pulled back by the things of the world, but that she will keep her eyes on you. God, protect her and keep her and love her, Lord. Let her know your love, God. And I just pray that Alana will just be a beautiful mom for Cree, and that she will continue to grow in the grace and the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. And we dedicate her to you.
Yeah. You say amen? Okay, you can. That is awesome. Thank you, Lord. So just before we go to the river, there's a couple things. We're going to need to go to the river, like not diddle-daddly around. Let's get to the river and get in the river and get out of the river and then come back here for the meal. There's going to be a meal that we're... Remember this, how when we are the ones who benefit from seeing this faith. And I'll tell you, we are witnessing faith today. people who are willing to stand up in front of virtual strangers and walk to a river when it's snowing out and get baptized in the river, there's faith there, and that we benefit from this. And so I asked you earlier whether you need healing for something, or if there's something in your life you need to just, you're asking God today, and maybe he's pressing it into your heart. I believe that we have a new open window to heaven today because of the faith. When Jesus saw the faith, remember? When he saw the faith of the friends of the paralytic, then he healed the paralytic. So when he sees the faith today of these friends who stood up for us, there's a new opening. And I want to ask, actually, Donna Marg, if you guys could come up, because you need prayer today. So just, I'm going to explain why. But Donna and Marg are heading out right after this to go to a hospital in Calgary where a very precious friend of theirs, I think she's only, her name is Leanne, right? She's 24. And the doctors are holding out no hope for her at all. So let's believe this today. Let's put our faith into action today. Let's stand around them today. Let's agree that God is opening a new window today. Let's pray for Leanne. And so I'm going to ask some of you in a minute to just come forward. But I want to, before we do that, is there anyone else here that you're saying, I need to get healed of something today? Just put your hand up or stand up. Come on under the front. You're waiting to be healed. Anyone else? You're saying, God, I've been praying for this for a long time. I want to be healed. That's good. You don't need to be afraid. Yeah, you can stand in the gap for your wife. There's room up here. Come on up. Stand around. Stand around. What do you need today? What do you need today? We're standing in faith for Leanne. We're standing in faith for our wives. We're standing in faith for a tumor that you might have or for a condition that someone has diagnosed you with. And, you know, I'm going to ask that you guys just stand tight together in a circle. Will you do that? Get close. There we go. There we go. We're going to believe today that the God that we love and the God that we serve is the God who heals us. That he doesn't want to leave us in the condition that we're in. Even if it's depression or some other illness that you have, God doesn't want to leave you in that illness. He wants to set you free. We are standing together in the presence of faith, in the presence of people who stood up and said, I believe in Jesus and I'm going to follow him. And I just believe. And because of that, we're going to continue to pray. So, Lord, just give me direction here. Just pray for wisdom here. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. We want to be obedient, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Oh, God. Karen, would you join me? Thank you, God. And you too, Fortong. You come on up here. We're going to represent today as we pray for our brothers and sisters and pray for healing, okay? So, Father, right now, in Jesus' name, we all agree that you are the healer. You're the great physician, and by your stripes, we're healed. Amen? And so for whatever ails us today, for whatever it is that that we've been struggling with, in Jesus' name, we declare healing. And we stand in faith together. We pray, God, that we will be well. We say we are well. We are well. And no longer, we don't own this any longer. We don't take this anymore. This is not my cold. This is not my sickness. This is not my disease. It does not belong to me. So in Jesus' name, we pray for a healed leg. In Jesus' name, we pray for a tumor, that it will be gone. In Jesus' name, thank you, Jesus. We know, Lord, that you tell us in your word that we can stand in the gap. And so in Jesus' name, we stand in the gap with Don and Margaret, and we pray for Leanne, and everyone says amen. Amen. Everyone says amen. Amen. We pray for this 24-year-old young lady, that she would be healed, that there will be no truth to this diagnosis, that you will completely put your arms around her today and remind her that you are in control and that this diagnosis is not a death sentence, in Jesus' name. And that you'll give Don and Marg the words and that they will bring the healing power of God. In Jesus' name.
Father, I thank you. I worship you. I magnify you. Those one they can pray in thanks, go in thanks, pray. Pray. Worship God now. Thanks. Go ahead. In thanks. Yes. Yandaraba Shandaraba Mama Mama Maya Babashakaraba Shekere Ribashaka Romo Sotori Mama 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 Mama. Lord, we thank you for your healing, Lord. Father, you are a mighty healer. Father, you are a mighty healer, Father. Those people that have come here, Lord, whatever they are going through on sickness, any diseases, I come against it in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of a living God. Right now, every kind of sickness of diseases, I run it powerless in Jesus Christ's name. Every demonic influence, every power of the enemy, loose now in Jesus' name. Back up in the wilderness. You do not belong to their body. Their body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. It's a church of God. Father, we thank you because Holy Spirit is going to live in their body, Lord. Their body is a temple of the Holy Ghost, Lord. Father, we thank you for your spirit in them. We thank you for the healing. Father, we thank you for the healing of the soul. Yahweh Rabba Shaka Rabba Shekere Riba Shaka Romo Soto. Randa Rabba Mama 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 Mama. Rika Mama 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 Mama. Shika Mama 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 Mama. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Feel. Yes, feel, Lord. Holy Spirit, sweet, sweet of God. We thank you for the anointing, for the healing, Lord. Father, I thank you because you are healing their soul and spirit. Also, you are healing their pocket, Lord. Yes, yes, finance, heal their pockets, Lord. Heal those when they are give them breakthrough, Lord. Those they need breakthrough, they are standing here, Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the healing of the pocket. Yes, yes. Yandara mama 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 mama. Yahweh Rabba Shaka Rabba Shekere Riba Shaka.
Heavenly Father, I just thank you for this day, Lord. Father, I just want to pray love on these people. Just love them today, Lord. Love them. Your love, it casts out all fear, Lord. All fear of infirmity that they have. All fear of what may happen from it or what the course may be, Lord. I just pray love, love, love. Know that you are loved this day. Know that he died for you. That stripe he took for you. Remember, focus on him. Focus on him. You take your problem to the Lord. You take him. You take them all to him. You rely on him. He is your source. He is your healer. He is your father. He will take you from infirmity to health. He will take you from death to life. He will heal all that is within. You must take it to the Father. Take it to the cross.
This is how we fight our battles. 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 It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. Let's stand up. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded. Put your hands together. I want to hear them. This is how we fight our battles. 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 It may look. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. Yes, God. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. This is how we fight our battles. 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 It may look. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. Yeah. It may look like I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. Amen. Let's give a big hand.